What were the main ideas that came up?
Well, look, there were a number of ideas. I mean, obviously, there were a number of requests. But there were some good positions put forward by community not-for-profit organisations and certainly sheltered workshop type groups, sorry. And, of course, there were the requests for the steel plan and the Wynn Entertainment Western Grandstand. So, there were a number of things raised, and the Prime Minister said that he had taken note and that they would be given further consideration to those things that were raised.
Were there any ideas put forward that, as Member for Wollongong, you would feel were worth trying to take forward?
Well, I think as a Member for Wollongong, all ideas from my community are worth having a look at, and if the Federal Government are in a position to assist, then that's a good thing. I mean, obviously, major projects, you'd need the Federal Government, obviously, for a steel plant. And obviously the Wynn Entertainment Centre Western Grandstand is another area where obviously state government would need Federal Government assistance because of the kind of costs involved.
Youth unemployment is a big part of the unemployment rate in the Illawarra. Were there any ideas discussed about younger people and unemployment?
Well, obviously, most of the comments that were made were covered just about the entire gamut of things, including issues that would benefit young people. Certainly, we all agree that we need to target positively areas to assist young people. And the Prime Minister was very positive in relation to, you know, you earn or you learn. And as a mother myself and a grandmother, I tend to agree with that kind of sentiment. And so we would all be looking at projects, and we are certainly all looking to try and support projects that would be job creation. All of those projects that the Prime Minister spoke of yesterday, like the school infrastructure programs that are being funded by the Federal Government and facilitated by the state, the same with the housing program, although the state government is putting a lot of its own money in there as well. All of these, we hope, will lead to traineeships and apprenticeships and job creation at a local level that will assist young people to get into the workplace and at least get a trade or assist them to get into TAFE and those kinds of things. So we all want to see improvements in the unemployment levels of young people in the area.
And just one last question. What happens now with the ideas that Kevin Rudd did take from the forum?
Well, as I indicated earlier, Kevin Rudd indicated yesterday at the forum that he had made notes and that there were about 20 ideas raised, and that he assured people that that wasn't the end of them. They were going to give them all further consideration, take a look at what they could assist with. But he was also clear that they're not about coming in to fix things. They want to work in a partnership with the community. So they're looking at the ideas that will bring together possibly local, state and federal, and those things that will involve community organisations, such as the not-for-profit sector that were quite vocal yesterday.